Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up a significant case involving a state law that prevents mutilation of children. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this is a significant development. Mm-hmm. There are two different kinds of things that are happening in the country with regards to some of these issues. One is the counseling bans that some states have imposed, preventing counselors from providing counsel to clients who want to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, right, and gender confusion.
And of course, Liberty Counsel won in Florida against two of those bans, and we eventually went to the appeals court, and now Florida, Alabama, Georgia, now the counselors are protected and the government can no longer intrude in their counseling rooms.
Yeah, we struck down 27 of these, but 23 of these bans, and now there's 87 of those bans still in effect when you look at the various states and local governments that still have them. And those particular laws say that a doctor, a counselor, cannot even mm-hmm. respond to help a client who wants to overcome same-sex attraction. They are only allowed to either be silent or to try to convince that client to affirm that which they don't want. So that's counseling. Those kinds of restrictions on counseling, verbal counseling, are clearly unconstitutional.
Granted, the counselors can talk about anything else with their clients except for that subject.
Right.
So it's a real offense on the First Amendment and a government intrusion in their counseling room.
Correct. So let's compare what the Supreme Court just agreed to take up versus our cases. Our cases involve counseling, where you're just doing verbal counseling.
Right.
The cases that are before the United States Supreme Court now involve a Tennessee law and a Kentucky law that came from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, the lower court, Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, upheld those laws as constitutional. And those laws ban certain medical procedures, not counseling, medical procedures. So they prohibit giving puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and then mutilating surgeries on minors. Those are completely different than verbal counseling. Drugs are already controlled through the FDA licensing requirement. Not anybody can dispense drugs, so those are already controlled substances. And consequently, surgeries are already heavily regulated as well. And when you do a surgery, like, for example, a total mastectomy, other kinds of mutilating surgery on minors, that's irreversible.
Absolutely.
So that's in a different category.
And not the answer to these children's problems. I mean, they're being pushed all this agenda, starting with social media and in the public schools and everywhere else, but that's not the answer for these children.
It's not. So what really is the answer is obviously the Lord and transformation, because we've seen that happen, but counseling,
absolutely,
which is what we fight for.
Good counseling.
We fight for these counselors to be able to provide verbal counsel, talk therapy, against these state laws that ban such counselors. And those typically have come from blue states, if you will, very radical states, very pro-LGBTQ states. On the other hand, there's other states, primarily red states, that have passed laws to protect children, because what has happened is the LGBT community, they do not want children to receive proper counsel.
Right.
Therefore, they ban counsel. Then what they want to do is they want to push these kids past the counseling, so they don't get counseling, into having these drugs and to permanent irreversible surgeries, which is damaging and very harmful to kids.
Right. And don't forget, this is a huge moneymaker.
Yeah.
I mean, these so-called gender clinics are popping up left and right now, and they're making a huge amount of money off these children.
Yeah. So what happened is the Tennessee legislature passed Senate Bill 1, and that was signed into law. Kentucky also has some similar provision as well. Both of these are now before the U.S. Supreme Court. That particular bill banned different kinds of procedures, such as puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and these mutilating, irreversible surgeries on minors. Chief Judge Jeffrey Sutton of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals actually wrote the opinion on the Sixth Circuit. It was a 2-1 decision with regards to the Tennessee law. And he held that neither the Due Process Clause nor the Equal Protection Clause prohibit a state from banning this kind of surgery on minors. He says, as long as the state acts reasonably, a state may ban even longstanding non-experimental treatments for children. Now, he is a very well-respected judge. The Sixth Circuit noted that 25 states have enacted similar laws banning these procedures, and others have attempted to keep them available. It requires keeping the lines of debate open. So they basically said that there is no constitutional prohibition against these laws and upheld the laws. Now, you'd have to ask yourself the question, why did the Supreme Court take the case? Because they could easily have declined to take the case if they agreed with the case, because the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals actually upheld the laws and found that there was no constitutional prohibition to it. But the United States Department of Justice, the Solicitor General, tried to intervene in the case, and they asked the Supreme Court to take this case and review it, but they urged the court to reject the Due Process Clause argument, not to take that argument. And they probably did that because of what happened with the Dobbs decision, which rejected that so-called due process argument. They asked the court to take up the issue of equal protection, and the Supreme Court decided to do that.
But, you know, in this case, the federal government is arguing that the ban is sex-based discrimination and violates the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's certainly not accurate, but that's what the government is arguing. So, you know, the concern that we have here is twofold. One, that the court could go the wrong way and reverse the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals and find that this violates the Equal Protection Clause. I think that would be a wrong conclusion, but I'm sure that there are some justices on the Supreme Court that lean that way. There are other justices on the Supreme Court that lean certainly against such a finding. So it's going to be a very high-profile case. If they were to strike down this law in Tennessee, that means all these other states that have similar laws that have been enacted to protect children would also be affected as well. So it's going to be a big case. We are going to file an amicus brief in the case. The other concern that I have is that whatever decision the court makes, that they make a clear distinction between this kind of procedure and pure verbal counseling.
Absolutely.
There's a big distinction. And we don't want anything from this particular case regarding medical mutilation, for example, upholding a restriction banning medical mutilation, to also then be read by others to say, well, if a state can ban medical mutilation, they can ban certain kinds of counseling viewpoints, i.e. the kind of counseling that we are arguing in defense of. So there's got to be a very specific kind of threading of the needle here. It's easy to do, but, you know, at this stage, this is a big issue. It will affect the entire country. Children's lives are at stake, and Liberty Counsel, because of our years of experience, frankly, we've been litigating in this area more than anyone has. We started when these laws first came available, that is to say the counseling bans. And now we've moved from counseling bans to states banning these invasive mutilating surgeries. States, I believe, clearly have a stronger argument to ban certain kinds of drugs and certain kinds of surgeries, particularly on minors.
Absolutely. I mean, you cannot embrace the delusion that someone can change their gender or their sex. There's only two, male and female, and that is in every cell of our bodies that is already designed by God. So to try to push this agenda is just offensive.
Well, these are clearly experimental treatments, and what we've seen happening both globally as well as in the United States is that pendulum has swung, and that is there are people like Chloe Cole, like many others, that have gone through this lie, they've gone through the drugs, they've gone through the surgeries, and they regret that they've done it, and their mental health issues continued to grow because they were not addressed.
But thankfully, they're giving testimony about that.
They're giving voice, and they're giving a personal testimony to the damage that it has done to them. And that's happened globally. Mm-hmm. So the pendulum is shifting. And just pray that this case comes down the right way, that they do come down and say that states have the right to protect children. We're going to be directly involved in this case. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.